Wow, the last few days we have experienced some extremely hot temperatures, and farm families are watching their corn and soybean crops slowly go backwards in the Post Rock Extension District and North Central Kansas. Let's hope that we receive some moisture very soon. Stay tuned and I will share with you some reminders about guidelines for managing the wheat streak mosaic complex for 2027. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, Post Rock District Crop Production Agent with K-State Extension. The wheat streak mosaic complex was active in Kansas during the 2026 season, which led to a delayed harvest and frequent rainfall that led to high levels of volunteer wheat across the state. Now is a critical time to plan for managing the wheat streak mosaic complex. The wheat streak mosaic complex consists of three viruses: the wheat streak mosaic virus, the triticant mosaic virus, and the high plains wheat mosaic virus. When two or more of these viruses are present in the same field, yield losses can be very significant. As a reminder, the wheat streak mosaic complex of viruses is spread by the tiny wheat curl mite. We know that the mite populations in the state and north central Kansas were high at the close of the 2025 and the 2026 seasons. Research has reported that up to 500 curl mites can be found on a single healthy wheat head, which can conservatively translate to more than 1 billion mites per acre at the end of the year. There are two critical periods for volunteer wheat control: immediately after harvest and prior to fall planting. Controlling volunteer wheat as soon as possible will help dilute the mite populations heading into the remaining summer months and this fall. The second most critical window is pre-planting, as mites present at this time will migrate directly to the 2027 wheat crop. The K-State Research and Extension updated recommendation for volunteer wheat control includes regional recommendations for the wheat-free windows. These windows include a period of 30 days prior to the start of the optimal winter wheat planting window by zone in Kansas. The dates are August 15th to September 15th for our Post Rock Extension District and North Central Kansas. The wheat curl mite is a community pest, so coordinated breaks in volunteer wheat will have the highest likelihood of lowering local and statewide mite levels moving into our 2026 optimal planting date periods. I also wanted to share that I will be retiring on August 3rd as a crop production agent of K-State Extension and the Post Rock District. It has been a tremendous privilege and honor to serve the producers and farm families of North Central Kansas. I especially would like to thank Smith County, as they took a chance on a former high school vocational agriculture teacher for my start with K-State Extension. This has been Sandra Wick, K-State Extension, Post Rock District Crop Production Agent, signing off and wishing you continued success.